Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most, and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, is extra spooktacular because it was written by one of you. Thank you so much to Leoni San Pedro for creating today's terrifying tale for us. It's one Leoni calls TV Show of Horrors. Zombies, happiness, mass hypnosis. Okay, I get it. I sound frantic? I'll back up. I know you don't understand what I mean. Not yet, anyway. So I'll bring you up to speed on what's happening. You see, it was just another summer afternoon in Ojai, California. Ojai is a pretty good place to grow up, to be honest. It's relatively safe, and life moves slower here than in a big city like Los Angeles. Kids can enjoy themselves without parents helicoptering for the most part, and so that's what we always did. Before all of this started, anyway. I'll take you back to the beginning. I was hanging out in Libby Park with my best friends, Zoe and Jack. The sun was shining, the ice cream van had come and gone, and life was really good. Zoe and I had been roller skating while Jack was on his skateboard. We would usually hang out with our friend Brendan too, but he was at a Comic-Con convention in Florida. Didn't he turn out to be the lucky one? You see, after an hour of normal fun, Zoe gave me a nudge. "Chloe, Jack's acting weird," she whispered. "It just started and it's giving me the serious creeps." "How is he acting weird?" I asked. I should have saved my breath, because it became obvious seconds later when Jack sidled over to us with a smile on his face. And not the good kind of smile. He looked downright malevolent, not like my friend at all.
"Hi, Chloe. Hi, Zoe,"
Jack greeted us eerily.
"Did I mention that I watched a wonderful show last night?"
"Did it have the words stranger and things in the title?" I joked, trying to make the conversation feel more normal.
"No, it's called The Happy Show,"
Jack replied, deadly serious.
"It's on Channel 13. It would make me happy if you watched it."
Then Jack leaned in, just a little too close to our faces for comfort, and then walked away, leaving the park. "You see?" Zoe exclaimed. "That was completely odd. Jack doesn't seem like himself at all." "I know," I said slowly, with a growing sense of dread in the pit of my stomach. It was like he was a complete zombie. "Well, I'm gonna go check out that show Jack was talking about tonight. You know, see why he's acting so strange," Zoe told me. "In fact, let's have a girls' TV night. Ah, it's been ages since you and I hung out like that. Let's do it. Please, Chloe, please." "Well, it has been a while. I guess so," I said. It wasn't that I didn't want a girls' night with Zoe. It was just that I couldn't shake the sense of worry I had about Jack, the show, just everything. Zoe squealed with delight. I'll go get everything set up at my place. Go grab your slumber party stuff and meet me there. And with that, my boisterous friend Zoe zipped off towards her place, leaving me alone in the park. I walked home, grabbed my PJs, toothbrush, and a bag of microwave popcorn, and then headed up the street to meet my friend. When I got there, Zoe already had the TV turned to Channel 13, just like Jack had told us to do. Before The Happy Show played, there was a bizarre commercial announcement, which listed some weird effects viewers might experience after watching The Happy Show. The side effects didn't always kick in immediately, but they were pretty common within 24 hours of watching. Some of the reactions listed were smiling eerily and telling other people to watch the show? What? I wondered, this is totally crazy. Is this some sort of joke? My sense of worry was now at an all-time high. I told Zoe that I had to use the toilet, and I took myself off to the bathroom. While Zoe watched in the room next door, I used my phone in the bathroom to research The Happy Show. I discovered that it was turning viewers who saw the show into smiling zombies. The host was actually a disgraced hypnotist named Victor Vincel, and his intentions were definitely not good. Oh no, I cried. I rushed back into the living room, determined to warn Zoe to stop watching before it was too late. Zoe, I yelled, don't watch the show. Fortunately for Zoe, a lot of commercials were running at the top of the half hour, so the actual program wasn't coming on for about another 30 seconds. I dashed at the couch, grabbed the TV remote, and shut it off. Hey, Zoe cried. What did you do that for, Chloe? Zoe, don't watch the show, I warned. I found some terrifying news about it, and you might want to come see this. I showed Zoe the news articles about The Happy Show on my phone. Oh my gosh, we've got to warn people not to watch the show, Zoe declared. But just as we were about to leave, we heard the door open and saw Zoe's mom, dad, and her brother walking towards us, like zombies. They even had the same smile Jack had had on his face back at the park. Hey guys, they greeted us eerily. Let's watch The Happy Show, and we'll be happy together. In horror, Zoe and I rushed out of her house. As we headed towards my place, we saw various townsfolk, including our friends, acting like happy zombies on the streets. Watch the show. Be happy, they told us. Zoe and I sprinted as fast as we could, terrified of losing our minds and our lives, until we stumbled across a place called Happyville TV Studio. I'd never noticed it before, but it didn't take a genius to realize that this is where The Happy Show broadcast was coming from. Bursting through the studio doors, I cried, "Stop right there, Victor Vincel! Your days of hypnotizing people are over!"
"Oh, really?" Victor taunted.
Before I knew it, happy zombies from Victor's army of transformed Ojai residents grabbed my friend Zoe and trapped her in a chair. I watched in horror as a blank, unnatural smile crept across my friend's face. Then the zombies turned on me. Just as I was being surrounded, my once friend Jack burst into the room with his now horrible grin.
"Hi, Chloe," Jack greeted me creepily.
"I'm not happy to see you," I replied in absolute horror. "Look what you've done to Zoe!"
"Just surrender to The Happy Show, Chloe. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.
But just then, Zoe dropped her smile and went all ninja on the happy zombies. It turns out that Zoe hadn't really become a smiling zombie. It was just a ruse so that they would relax their guard around her in the chair and enable her to take action. Seeing some duct tape in the costuming area of the studio, Zoe screamed for me to grab hold of one end while she rolled the rest of the tape around the happy zombies, incapacitating them. Once the happy zombies were all stuck together in a grinning, moaning heap, Zoe and I confronted hypnotist host Victor Vincel. "You'll never hurt anyone else with your horrifying happiness, Victor Vincel," Zoe shrieked as we duct taped him to the chair which Zoe had escaped from herself only moments earlier. Then, Zoe put her final part of the plan into action. She dressed up as a TV host using costume pieces at the studio and went in front of the camera. "Hello, TV audience," Zoe said, pretending to be a hypnotist herself. Enough with the happiness. Am I right? When I snap my fingers, you'll go back to being normal. And so, Zoe snapped her fingers, and everyone, including our friend Jack, went back to behaving normally. Victor Vancell was fired from being a TV host and was promptly arrested. I was so relieved that the nightmare was over. Or so I thought. It's just that Victor Vancell managed to escape from the police car. And the very next day, I noticed that Jack was starting to behave weirdly again. But this time it was even worse. Instead of smiling, Jack was in a huge rage.
Did you guys watch the show Anger Issues last night?
He asked Zoe and I aggressively. Oh boy, I grimaced. Here we go again. Wow, we all know that watching too much TV isn't good for us, but no one expects to be turned into an emotional zombie after watching a show. Okay, ready for a dark joke? How does a zombie introduce himself? By saying, pleased to eat you. Did you know that there are a whole bunch of Go Kid Go shows? Of course there's the R.L. Stine Story Club, and you're a member. There's also loads of other shows, including the rockin' podcast musical Time Machine, which is so much fun. Be sure to check it out. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find your way. Big thanks to Liani San Pedro for today's awesome tale. If you have a story idea that you want to share, email me at ivy@gokidgo.com. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out!
Go Kid Go!
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.